This is St. Louis Public Radio. In 2009, the St. Louis Board of Aldermen approved developer Paul McKee's $8 billion plan to transform nearly 2 square miles of North St. Louis. Nearly a decade later, with very little work completed, the city is trying to cut ties with McKee. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lipman reports, a 2016 agreement is making that complicated.
It's known as the Future Assurances Agreement, and it was born out of the city's effort to keep the headquarters of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. McKee owned a bunch of land the city needed for the spy agency's proposed new location. So the Land Clearance Redevelopment Authority, that's a quasi-governmental body, struck a deal. McKee sold the land to the city at a discount, and the LCRA made major changes to that 2009 agreement. The move caught a number of aldermen, including the 20th Ward's Kara Spencer, off guard.
It is really alarming that LCRA would take its authority and just simply rewrite a redevelopment agreement after having gone through public scrutiny.
LCRA officials, including Otis Williams, say the deal was nothing more than a promise to negotiate further. Here he is answering questions at an aldermanic committee hearing in June.
The Board of Aldermen is the ultimate body for passing redevelopment agreements, and If we are working to try and cause change to that, we ultimately have to come back to the board.
McKee and the LCRA had until the end of last year to go back to the board. That deadline came and went. Mayor Lyda Crewson's office says that's not the only deadline McKee has missed. In June, they moved to end the relationship with the developer. But that's led to a lawsuit because the Future Assurances Agreement gives McKee a grace period. In court documents, the LCRA's attorney argued that the mayor's office found McKee in default of an agreement the LCRA wasn't a part of. But Washington University law professor Garrett DeGeest says it may be hard to separate the LCRA from the city.
In contract law, it's the impression that you give.
In other words, DeGeest says, if McKee thought the LCRA was negotiating on behalf of the city, the law says it was. I'm Rachel Lipman, St. Louis Public Radio.